Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. New Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the country has voted for, quote, the return of politics to public service in his first speech as Prime Minister. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Starmer wants citizens of all political colours to join his project of change with stability.
I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal.
Outgoing leader Rishi Sunak earlier offered his resignation to the King after his party's crushing defeat. Nayan Kim, London.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Friday called for vigilance this week after far-right groups made gains in recent European elections, most recently this week in France. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters in Geneva this week, UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Türk called out narratives used by politicians that dehumanize migrants, asylum seekers, and others for political gain. France's National Rally, for example, has made anti-immigration the centerpiece of its platform and has been criticized for racist and anti-Semitic comments in the past. Türk said such actions are warning signs that need to be heeded.
We need to be very vigilant because especially history tells us, in particular in Europe, that the vilification of the other, that the denigration of the other is a harbinger for worse to come. And yes, it's an alarm bell that we need to ring.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are new criminal allegations against the former president of Brazil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
According to inside sources, former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro is being indicted by police for alleged money laundering and criminal association. The second charge is in connection with undeclared diamonds the far-right leader received from Saudi Arabia during his time in office. In March, Bolsonaro was indicted for falsifying his COVID vaccine records and those of family members, saying if he's out of the political game, then he'll just be a citizen. He lost a re-election in 2022 and then was banned from seeking political office for 7 years because his supporters stormed federal buildings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. military commander in Niger says all American forces and equipment will leave a small base in the West African country this weekend, and fewer than 500 remaining troops will be out of a critical drone base in August. The departures come ahead of a September 15th deadline set in an agreement with the new ruling junta. Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said Friday a number of small teams of 10 to 20 U.S. troops, including special operations forces, have moved to other countries in West Africa. The bulk of the other forces will go, at least initially, to Europe. Ekman spoke in an interview with the U.S. Embassy in Niamey. Australia Thursday announced a $1.35 billion deal with U.S. tech giant Amazon to build data centers for its military and intelligence information in hopes of boosting the nation's warfighting capacity. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Three highly secure data centers will be built under the deal in secret locations in Australia and run by an Australian subsidiary of the U.S. technology company Amazon Web Services. The initiative is part of Australia's national defense strategy, outlining its commitment to Indo-Pacific security and maintaining the global rules-based order. Australian officials said the project would create a state-of-the-art collaborative space for intelligence and defense agencies to store and gain access to top-secret information in a centralized network. The so-called top-secret cloud is scheduled to be in operation by 2027. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The organizing committee for the Paris Olympics has unveiled backup plans for open water events if the Seine River is deemed unsuitable for swimming. In a worst-case scenario, if heavy rains affect the Seine's flow and increase bacteria levels, the triathlon could be changed to a duathlon without the swimming portion. Organizers say the marathon swimming competition could be relocated to the Vers-sur-Marne Nautical Stadium in the greater Paris region. I'm Alexis Strobe.